Senator representing District 42, including Lincoln County and the surrounding counties to the north, and about three quarters of Perkins County with us. Mike Jacobson, how you doing, Senator?
Very good, Corey.
So, you know, we're supposed to launch the session, and we are getting bill introduction the first 10 days. Usually the talk is about what bills are being introduced, but unfortunately we're having to deal with the possible expulsion of a senator. And last week you voted to suspend a legislative rule in order to speed up the timeline to hold a public hearing on a legislative resolution, which is could expel Senator Dan McKeown of Amherst from the legislature for a pattern of behavior violating the Nebraska legislature's workplace policies on harassment and decorum. And you're on your way right now to the Capitol because that hearing's set to get underway at the end of this hour.
That's correct. I am en route now. I do want to clarify something that I think maybe has been mischaracterized in the press. The vote to suspend the rules and move the hearing date up is done pretty commonly. In fact, it will be done this coming week because of the Martin Luther King holiday. Those that have Monday hearings, You need to, if you're going to set a hearing date, it must be at least 7 days in advance of the hearing. And if you are going to do it in less time than 7 days, you must suspend the rules to be able to do that. That takes a legislative vote. And so nothing more should be read into this other than the fact that the resolution was filed the first day, and the interest was to try to get the hearing out of the way as soon as possible. So try to move that up to 9 o'clock is what we're trying to do. And so our try to move it up to the month today,
right,
rather than having to go a week and have it on Wednesday. So that's really all that was done there, and it got probably more precedent than it really deserved.
So, talking to your fellow senators thus far, what's your feeling on how the vote's going to go?
Well, I really don't know. I think the way this process will work is we will have the hearing today at 9 o'clock. Senator McKeown will be able to make his case. The attorney for representing the legislature will make her case, and then they'll both be subject to questions and answers from the executive board. And then following that, we will adjourn the hearing and then likely go into executive session, or we'll stop the public portion, go into executive session, discuss it, and then likely make a recommendation from there to go to the full legislature. And it would likely be voting to if we vote to move it forward, then we would make that vote, get that to the speaker, and then he would schedule a vote for the entire body probably sometime this week, maybe as early as tomorrow.
So if he is expelled, then what's the procedure that goes into place to replace him and find a replacement for him?
Sure. Well, first of all, he always has the option to resign, and he could very well do that. In other words, he could. I've heard some rumors that depending on how the hearing goes today, he'd like to have his day in court, so to speak, and then he could choose to resign prior to the full legislature meeting on the issue, and then it's over, or we could end up, you know, having the discussion of the full legislature. If he is expelled or if he does resign and leaving a vacancy, then the governor would fill that vacancy, and this has been discussed long enough that I'm sure the governor has already And given that we're in the middle of a session, the governor has surely thought about this, potentially even spoken to people. I think people have reached out to him in all likelihood that have expressed interest in the seat. So he would select someone then to be appointed. I'm not really sure whether they then would stand for re-election or for election in this fall election. I believe they would, and then it would be open to anyone that would run for the seat. So, but that's getting a cart ahead of the horse. I think right now we just need to deal with the hearing today. It's the next step in the process.
Okay. Then another out of the ordinary thing that happened, you were getting me up to speed because I hadn't heard about it, but I know it's getting a lot of press in the Lincoln and Omaha markets is another senator, Michaela Kavanaugh, tore down some posters that she didn't like that were supposed to highlight some events commemorating America's 250th anniversary that were supposedly put up recently in the Capitol, and I guess they kind of drew her ire, and she took it out on the posters.
Well, it was interesting. The Capitol itself and its environs, which would be the block that the Capitol sits on, that is overseen, managed, so to speak, by the Capitol Commission. And the Capitol Commission decides what goes on the walls. They're the ones that are responsible for any changes to the Capitol to try to keep or trying to keep it as historic as possible. Like, for example, in the offices, we cannot hang pictures on the wall. We have to have someone come in from the Capitol, and they suspend the pictures from the ceiling. If you've ever looked very closely, the pictures that you have on the wall are suspended from the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
The colors of the walls are maintained the same colors they've always been, same thing with carpet colors. And so trying to keep the building from being as historic and as original as possible. So when it comes to putting things on the walls, the Capitol Commission must approve those. So as we all know, the United States is celebrating its 250th anniversary. There are people interested in doing outward expressions of celebration. Prager University, which is a conservative group, had these historic, I guess I would say there are historic photos of things that have happened in our 250-year history. And they had transposed those onto cardboard posters and had requested that they be placed on the walls of the Capitol. You go down the hallways, that they would be on the Capitol walls. So they went through the Capitol Commission, got permission to have them put up. And in fact, they were even installed by the Capitol Commission themselves. And so they measured them out and put them where they wanted them. And they run all along the wall on the first floor. And Senator Kavanaugh and I have offices next to each other. And so her outside wall is my outside wall. These posters were put up during the break, and so when anyone showed up for the first day of the session, you could see those posters there. It was posters of Washington crossing the Delaware, the Stamp Act, various historic things that have occurred in our history. Well, when you look at our history, it's a lot of white older gentlemen, generally.
Right.
And there are a number of pictures of women. And so you've got all kinds of pushback from those who have a lot of problems with our history. And evidently, Senator Kavanaugh was one of them. So she just decided that she was going to tear the posters off the wall. So she started on the west end of the wall and just proceeded to tear all the posters off the wall. Now, the legislature has a pretty good video surveillance system, so this is all captured on video. And so she was actually stopped at some point by the state patrol, and I think they were prepared to arrest her, handcuff her, and lead her out of the building for vandalism. And I think the speaker got involved and encouraged them to maybe that's not a good idea. Just stop her. So then there was kind of a ruckus over whether she was going to give the posters back, and then she did. And so we got them back. And I think her beef was that she said that she's a stickler for the rules, and that you have to get permission to put them up, and she felt they shouldn't be there. Well, the problem is that they did have permission. In fact, the Capitol Commission put them up. The person who didn't have permission was her to tear them down. And so she immediately, I think out of the gate, pushed back pretty hard, then figured out that she was really totally in the wrong, and that the legislature, Senator Storm, did bring a resolution to reprimand her, that the executive board reprimand her. So then she decided to apologize to the entire legislative body here the other day, which is what she did. And so I would expect this week that you will see a response from the executive board to take some steps to reprimand her as well. There were a lot of people that were saying that what she did was every bit as bad as Senator McEwen, and that they both should be expelled, or she should have the same fate as him. And I would say that it's really apples and oranges. Senator McEwen is being brought up on really what our legislative policy on conduct, specifically the sexual harassment policy, but also their conduct. And so he violated rules of the legislature. Senator Kavanaugh, there are no rules that say you can't do this. It's just a state law that you can't do vandalism. So hers is more of a legal issue. Senator McEwen's is more of a violation of legislative rules issue. There is no legislative rule, again, dealing with what Senator Kavanaugh did. So the exec board's a little bit limited, but they can take some steps for a reprimand, for example, which I would expect is what's going to come. But I guess I would like to say that it's unusual for Senator Kavanaugh to act out, but she's been known to do that. And so we'll kind of see where that goes. But the posters were reinstalled, and they were not damaged. And so we're kind of back to normal again. But it got everybody a little excited the other day when that happened. So we started off the session with a bang.
I guess, to say the least. Do your legislation, I know that you've talked about... Is that in the works to be introduced here in the next few days?
As far as my personal legislation?
Right.
What I've done personally, I introduced 7 bills last week, and I had indicated to people I was really going to focus on a couple of bills, and that is still the case. Some of the bills I introduced last week were, as chair of the Banking, Commerce, and Insurance Committee, there's routine, what we call a wild card bill that the banking department needs to get passed every year, bring state laws in concert with federal law. So we did that. I introduced that bill last week. Something for the insurance department, something for the Secretary of State. But the two primary bills I'm focused on is I introduced a bill for the Hershey Rail Park, which was brought to me. Gary Pearson talked to me about that, as did Kirk Olson, that would allow for the dollars that were awarded to North Platte, so it's already funded, to be used to be able to extend the rail line that would include going across the UP property. The way the rule works right now is we're able to spend those dollars and get matching funds only if we own the real estate. And I think that was really an oversight. I've worked with the Department of Economic Development about whether or not they would just make an executive order to, or basically do it administratively. They didn't feel comfortable doing that. So I did work with them on bringing the bill that they would support so that we can get that done. And that bill will be referenced to the Banking, Commerce, and Insurance Committee, which I chair. And so I wanted to get that filed day one so that we could have a hearing next Tuesday and be able to get it move forward as quickly as possible and then get it to the floor and try to get it passed without having to prioritize it. And then last year I had the Ag Data Privacy Bill. We had it under a study to make some modifications on it. I'm bringing a white copy amendment. I want to be able to move that bill forward this year. I will likely need to prioritize that bill in order to get it done timely and get it passed this year. And so at this point, that will likely be my priority bill.
Yeah, I'm on the legislature's website, and they have a neat thing within each senator. You can just click on a link that shows you every bill that you've introduced, either just this session or past sessions. So I've got that list up, too, and it has it's pretty full list there. You've been involved in a lot of things, but when do we start on day 11 then, going over bills then and talking about them, having hearings on them?
Well, we did get with the speaker. The plan is we will start hearings the day after the Martin Luther King holiday.
Okay.
That's when hearings will begin. And then we would have the mornings for floor debate and the afternoons for committee hearings. Rather than waiting and just only using mornings, only using the days at this point for bill introduction, the speaker is going to kind of bring in and start some floor debate so that we can keep moving. And because we have bills from last year that can be debated. In fact, speaking of that, I know I shouldn't. My wife and my daughter urge me, don't read Facebook and don't, whatever you do, don't comment on Facebook.
Yeah.
I haven't always followed that rule, but I'm working on that. I would tell you that there are a lot of people that know very little about the legislature,
yep,
but think they do. And those are some of the most dangerous people out there. But I've seen people saying, why on earth is the legislature introducing more bills when we haven't taken care of all the bills that were introduced last year? Well, one reason for that is that there are new issues that need to be dealt with right this year. And secondly, not every bill is worth much, okay? So there are bills that aren't going to go anywhere. They get a hearing in committee, and the committee chair never votes them out of committee, and they never make it to the floor.
Right.
And those bills, after the second year, will die. And so all the bills that got introduced last year and all the bills that get introduced this year will need to be either voted on the floor and either pass or fail, or the bill will actually be indefinitely postponed at the end of the year, which means it'll be killed, and it dies on its own. And that happens all the time. We have bills that they're not probably ready for prime time. They're bills that don't have the 25 votes to pass, and so they just end up never getting to the floor, and they just die. And so there are a lot of those bills and that's with all the bills that were introduced in the first year. You get a lot of bills that probably were not worthy of the legislature's time, and they won't get the legislature's time. So so again, that's where we have bill introduction every year. And And then we get people thinking that we should constantly be talking about tax reduction. Well, there, believe it or not, there are issues besides tax reductions. Not that tax reduction isn't important,
yeah,
but you can only talk about that so much. And there are other issues that we need to discuss as well, and we do that. And so, but we will deal with the budget by day 50. We have to pass a budget, and that happens every year. I've read that people are thinking it's horrible that we have a $471 million budget deficit. How could the legislature ever allow that to happen? Well, people need to understand what a budget is.
Yeah.
A budget is taking what the forecasting board tells us we can expect for revenue,
mm-hmm.
and then we pass spending initiatives that will utilize that revenue.
Right.
If the revenue changes from the budget, then we have less revenue to spend, but we've already approved spending measures. So that means if we keep going, the deficit will be $471 million. So when we come back in session, we will have to make changes. We will either have to find new revenue or we'll have to make cuts. And I would say that from what I'm seeing and my discussions with the Revenue Committee, our Appropriations Committee, I think that most of the deficit's going to be handled by budget cuts, reductions in spending. Now, I'm getting a lot of calls and a lot of emails from people that are looking at their particular program is probably on the chopping block to be cut, and how the world will not continue if we cut that particular spending bill.
Right.
Even though we weren't spending on that 10 years ago, but we need it's absolutely imperative we do today. So I get that, and when your ox is getting gored, you're going to talk about it. But we get taxpayers saying, cut my taxes. Well, you got to do that by cutting spending.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have people saying, don't cut spending. Well, you can't have it both ways. And so that's why the legislature meets. That's why we discuss these things. And I will tell you, there will be a heavy, heavy dose of spending cuts this year. And that will dominate a lot of the floor debate, is bills to cut spending.
So, all right.
So that's where we are.
Okay. Mike Jacobson has been our guest on Mugs in the Morning. Appreciate you, sir. If people would like to get a hold of you, they can give your office a call or send you an email.
That's exactly right. Happy to hear from you. And Christina's waiting anxiously to take your calls.
402-471-2729 is the number, and your email address, mjacobson, S-O-N, at the end of your name, at leg.ne.gov. There you
That's
go.
Correct.
All right. Mike, thanks
a lot. Thanks a lot, Corey.
Have a good week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Take care.